This is Akashvani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Saira Mujtaba. First, from the Lok Sabha. Writer is Achinta Bora of PTI. A bill seeking to recognize Amravati as the permanent capital of Andhra Pradesh was passed by the Lok Sabha today, with the opposition Congress also supporting it along with the NTA. YSR Congress Party, YSRCP, opposed the bill during the debate and walked out of the House in protest when it was being passed. The bill, which would prevent any future bid to alter the decision to make Amravati the sole and permanent capital, was passed in the Lok Sabha by a voice vote, fulfilling an aspiration of Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, whose party TDP is a key constituent of the ruling NDA. Responding to a nearly two-hour-long debate on the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill, Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, thanked the members for supporting an Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly resolution that urged the centre to provide legal backing to Amravati as the capital of Andhra Pradesh. Earlier initiating the debate on the bill, Congress member Manikam Tagore said his party fully supports the legislation but also wants special status for Andhra Pradesh. During his tenure as Chief Minister, YSRCP leader Jagan Mohan Reddy had announced that Andhra Pradesh would have three capitals, administrative capital at Visakhapatnam, legislative capital at Amravati, and judicial capital at Kurnool, instead of a single capital city at Amravati. After Naidu returned to power in 2024, he announced that Amravati would be the sole capital of the state. Participating in the debate, TDP member and Union Minister Chandrasekhar Pemasani appealed to the House to pass the bill unanimously. Supporting the bill, BJP member CM Ramesh said, "This is the first time in the history of independent India that a bill has been brought to Parliament to declare a particular place as the capital of a state. From now onwards, no one will be able to play with the capital of Andhra Pradesh as Amravati will be the sole and permanent capital of the state," he said. Ramesh termed the decision to have three capitals of Andhra Pradesh as illogical and irrational. However, TDP's arch-rival, YSR Congress Party, strongly opposed the legislation. YSRCP member P.V. Mithun Reddy said, "The bill has no meaning unless the interests of the farmers are protected and a definite timeline is given for compensation to them for their land that was acquired to build Amravati." YSRCP MP justified the decision of his party's government, which ruled the state from 2019 to 2024, of planning to develop three capitals, saying it was nothing new as there were many such examples globally. Participating in the debate, Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav took a jibe at the TDP, saying those who have sided with the BJP have suffered. While Yadav supported the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill, he felt that Visakhapatnam should have been the ideal capital of the state. According to the bill circulated among Lok Sabha members, the provisions of the 2014 Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Act provide that on and from the appointed day, Hyderabad will be the common capital for Telangana and Andhra Pradesh for a period not exceeding 10 years. After which, Hyderabad will be the capital of Telangana and there will be a new capital for the successor state of Andhra Pradesh. Once the bill becomes an act, Amravati will be legally recognized as the capital of Andhra Pradesh with effect from 2nd June 2024. Meanwhile, members of the ruling party and opposition traded barbs in the Lok Sabha today over the second edition of the Jan Vishwas bill. While the BJP termed it as the largest decriminalizing exercise in India's history of the ease of doing business and the Congress alleging that the proposed legislation will promote corruption and weaken the rule of law. Moving the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 for consideration and passage in the Lok Sabha, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, "The bill seeks to enhance the ease of doing business and ease of living by decriminalizing minor offences. It proposes to amend 79 central acts administered by 23 ministries," he said. Initiating the debate on the bill, Congress's Chamala Kiran Kumar Reddy said, he's speaking on the hypocrisy of the proposed legislation. "This bill does not build public trust but betrays it," Reddy said. "The biggest concern I would like to flag is the biggest threat to women's safety that this bill presents, especially at a time when every woman in the country deserves stronger protection," the MP from Telangana's Bhongir said. Speaking in support of the bill, BJP MP Tejaswi Surya said it will decriminalize some of the procedural and minor offences which will in turn facilitate ease of doing business and entrepreneurship in the country. In one legislation, the government is decriminalizing 1,000-plus offenses. Perhaps this is the model for the rest of the world to follow, he said. Slamming the Congress, he said earlier, 70 years of colonial mindset of the opposition party targeted all sections of the society with criminal prosecution. Today, all these minor offenses are being decriminalized and an era of trust-based empowerment is being brought in, the Bangalore South MP said. He hailed Prime Minister Modi for the forward-looking reform. Surya said, Narendra Modi will be remembered in the coming days as somebody who did for India what Franklin Roosevelt and Ronald Reagan did for the US, Lee Kuan Yew did for Singapore, and Margaret Thatcher for Britain. This is the foundation of a Viksit Bharat, Surya said. Samajwadi Party MP Harendra Singh Malik raised concerns over the bill and said it would weaken the accountability of crime. While the government is stating that the bill is changing the colonial laws of punishment, it is actually replacing jail term for offences with small fines, he claimed. The BJP-led government introduced the second edition of the Jan Vishwas Bill last week. A total of 784 provisions are being proposed to be amended under the bill, of which 717 are getting decriminalized to foster ease of doing business and 67 are proposed to be changed to facilitate ease of living. Piyush Goyal on 18th March last year introduced the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha and it was referred to the Select Committee. This exercise builds on the success of the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Act 2023, the first consolidated legislation to systematically decriminalize minor offences across multiple acts. The 2023 Act notified on 11th August 2023 decriminalized 183 provisions in 42 central acts administered by 19 ministries and departments. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. The Rajya Sabha today passed two bills, the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 and the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2026. The Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Bill has already been passed by the Lok Sabha on 30th of March. The Upper House also adopted a statutory resolution which seeks to amend the 8th schedule to the Finance Act 2002 in order to levy special additional excise duty on aviation turbine fuel or ATF and prescribe a rate of 50 rupees per litre on ATF. The Rajya Sabha skipped the lunch hour and took up the resolution at 1 p.m. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary moved the resolution on behalf of Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and the House adopted the same with a voice vote. The House then took up the discussion on the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 with several members participating in it. The opposition, however, staged a walkout expressing dissatisfaction with the response after their demand for sending the bill to a parliamentary panel for further scrutiny was rejected. The CAPF bill pertains to the service conditions and promotions of officers within the Central Armed Police Forces. Replying to the discussion, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai said, "The objective of the proposed legislation is improving cadre management within the CAPFs and thereby boosting their operational efficiency." He also said that the purpose is to strengthen the security system of the country. The minister said the bill is an important step in the direction of resolving several inconsistencies in the service rules, cadre management, appointment-related issues, among others, to boost the efficiency and morale of CAPFs. Dismissing the allegations of various members that the bill is against the federal structure of the country, Rai said the bill will help maintain proper coordination between armed forces and state police as well as state administration. The CAPF's General Administration Bill 2026 provides that to appoint officers from the Indian Police Service in CAPFs, half of the post will be filled by deputation in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the post by deputation in the rank of Additional Director General. Leader of the Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said, "The members wanted the bill to go to a select committee of the House." Opposing the bill, he argued that it had been brought in contravention of a Supreme Court verdict. Kharge alleged that the minister's reply didn't address the main issues related to institutionalization of deputation, adverse impact on morale and career progression, lack of consultation and representation, and lack of concern for judicial direction. Responding to Kharge, Leader of the House J.P. Nadda accused the opposition of disrespecting parliamentary procedures and had no genuine interest in the discussion. Several opposition members earlier raised the issue of officers in the CAPFs receiving promotions at a significantly slower pace compared to their counterparts in the IPS. They argued that the provisions of the bill will lead to stagnation in the promotional prospects of officers within these forces and will result in a reduction of their career advancement opportunities. Participating in the discussion on the bill were Saket Gokhale, Trinamool Congress, Brij Lal, Dr. Ajit Madhav Rao Gopchade, Mayank Kumar Nayak, Naresh Bansal, Manan Kumar Mishra, Dharmshila Gupta, Rekha Sharma, Parmar Jaswant Singh Salam Singh, Satpal Sharma, and Ram Bhai Mukaria, all from BJP. Nominated member Ghulam Ali, Fauzia Khan, Nationalist Congress Party, Sharad Pawar, and Priyanka Chaturvedi of Shiva Sena UBT. The House then took up the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill. Replying to the debate on the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The IBC has contributed to the health of the Indian banking sector and helped recover assets." Sitharaman, who is also the Minister of Corporate Affairs, said, "All 11 recommendations made by a Lok Sabha Select Committee were accepted by the government. In addition, one more recommendation of the Ministry of Corporate Affairs was added to it." On 12th August 2025, the government introduced the bill in the Lok Sabha to amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, or IBC, proposing a raft of changes, including provisions to reduce the time taken for admission of insolvency resolution applications. The bill was referred to a select committee of the Lok Sabha, which submitted its report in December 2025. The minister said that the code has played an effective role in the recovery of non-performing assets. Sitharaman emphasized that the IBC was never intended to be utilized merely as a tool for debt recovery. She further noted that thanks to the framework established by the IBC, companies are now performing significantly better than before in resolving insolvency-related cases, a stark contrast to the situation that prevailed previously. During the discussion, MPs from opposition parties described the IBC amendment bill as a measure that would further precipitate economic inequality, arguing that the government should instead introduce a stricter and more robust law. The ruling party, however, asserted that the bill would accelerate reforms and strengthen India's economy. Among those who participated in the discussion on the bill included Rajiv Shukla of Congress, Radha Mohan Das Agarwal, Madan Rathore, Mahesh Bhatt, and Surendra Singh Nagar of Bharatiya Janata Party, Sukhendu Sekhar Roy of Trinamool Congress, DMK member Rajati, Sanjay Singh of Aam Aadmi Party, Ayodhya Rami Reddy Alla of YSR Congress Party, Sanjay Yadav of Rashtriya Janata Dal, Chaudhary Mohammad Ramzan of National Conference, Niranjan Bishi of BJT, and Priyanka Chaturvedi of Shiva Sena UBT. Earlier, during the question hour, the government accused the opposition of playing politics on the West Asia crisis, a time when the country should be united in the face of the West Asia conflict. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also had a heated exchange of words with Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge. Tempers flared as Kharge questioned why the government is not holding a discussion on the West Asia crisis in Parliament and attacked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for not being present at the all-party meeting on the issue. Rijiju hit back at Kharge, stating that none of the leaders of opposition attended the all-party meeting, adding that it was unfortunate that the opposition was playing politics over the issue. In the morning, when the Rajya Sabha met for the day, several members raised issues of public importance during the zero hour. Congress leader and former Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Digvijay Singh, alleged that JNU is systematically undermining its commitment to social justice. He cited a 25% decline in enrollments for SCs and STs, irregularities in the recruitment of faculty members for reserved categories, and certain alleged remarks made by the Vice Chancellor. Aam Aadmi Party member Sant Balbir Singh demanded the expansion of free healthcare services across the country and criticized the functioning of private hospitals and insurance companies. Congress members Rajani Ashok Rao Patil and Phoolo Devi Netam, BJP members Lakshmikant Bajpai, Sikandar Kumar, Rekha Sharma, P.V. Satyanarayan, Sadanand Malu Shetanavale, Dr. Dinesh Sharma, Dhairyashil Mohan Patil, Selva Gamantai, Seema Dwivedi and Chinni Lal Garasia, Biju Janata Dal MPs Mujibullah Khan also participated in the discussion. That's all in Parliament Review.